It's been 3 days in a row now of getting up pretty darn early. Monday I got up early. No, Monday I slept. Tuesday I got up early because it was my turn to get the kids to the bus. Then yesterday, Wednesday, Liam had a colonoscopy. So both Lauren and I got up early so that we could go with him to his colonoscopy. And then today is my school day again. So I had to get up early with the kids. That's 3 early days in a row, which is not my favorite, but it's okay. Tonight I have some dinner plans, some evening plans, but I can sleep in a bit tomorrow, which will help. Now, I'm not always great at sleeping in, but we'll see. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that I can catch up on sleep tomorrow.
Your daily Lex.
First off, let's talk about Liam's colonoscopy. He and I were nearly colonoscopy twins because I have my year 45 years old colonoscopy scheduled for next week. But we decided it didn't make sense to do them at exactly the same time for a variety of reasons. One, they were going to have to use separate tubes anyway. Two, we didn't want to do the prep at the same time. And three, we aren't doing them in the same place at the same time, so it'd be dumb to do them at the same time. But anyway, Liam was truly dreading the prep, which I understand. Nobody looks forward to colonoscopy prep. We did let him leave school early the day that he wasn't really eating anything except for liquids, clear liquids. And then, you know, he did the prep. And at first he was kind of really dreading it because, you know, the whole point of the prep is it's going to empty you out. And so he's like, I have to go, but I'm afraid to. And I'm like, bro, you've gone to the bathroom many, many times. You're going to be fine. Just go. And then, you know, he was in the bathroom the rest of the day. Fine. I'm sure you're delighted to know all that. But so, you know, at the colonoscopy itself, he did so great. I was very impressed. A year and a half or so ago when he had his last colonoscopy, he was nervous about the IV. He was nervous just about like nurses and doctors poking and prodding. And here he was very chill. They let us into the actual procedure room with him before the anesthesia was administered. I can speak. And he's like, I'm still awake. And they're like, well, we haven't given you the anesthesia yet. And he's like, okay. And the doctor's like, I bet you'll be asleep before I can count to 10. And Liam's like, I don't think so. And the doctor got to 4 before Liam was asleep. It was pretty funny. The procedure went great, actually. Liam's intestines look great. I mean, as these things go, I found the photos rather unappetizing. But I guess it'd be weird if you found your son's intestines appetizing. Let's not go deep on that. Anyway, although they did go deep in his body. But the doctor was basically saying that if you didn't know Liam had Crohn's disease, you couldn't see that he had Crohn's disease because the medication that he's on is working so well, which is awesome. We came home and Liam slept for several hours, like many hours. Good for him. And I had to catch up on a bunch of work, whatever. All good. Tonight, though, as I was mentioning, I have the cast party for same time next year. Now, it's not a very big cast, so it's me, my co-star, and the director going out to dinner. A restaurant that I like, and it's one of these things where, because I still am counting calories pretty religiously, I already know exactly what it is I'm going to get. It'll be salmon. It'll be good. But I'm excited for that, because it's been now a couple weeks since I saw those people. It is a very busy day for me today with meetings and work and, besides this podcast, another podcast recording session. So just trying to keep everything done. Is that an expression? Not really. I'm just trying to get all the things done. It's a long list today. That said, earlier this week I did my laundry and I do my laundry nearly every week. It's rare that I'll go more than a week, maybe 8-9 days without doing my laundry. But every time I do it, I feel so incredibly accomplished. I am having this ongoing problem, though, where I don't feel like I can put all of my clothes away. Lauren and I share a small walk-in closet, and she gets more than half, because that's what the closet people said. They said the wife gets more than half, which seems a little sexist to me, but what do I know? And I don't feel like I can actually put all of my clothing away. When I had to get rid of a bunch of clothes because I got much smaller, I didn't replace things one for one. I probably gained more clothes than I got rid of, and I just don't have room for everything. So sometimes stuff sits in the laundry basket for once it's folded for longer than it should, because I can't figure out how or where to put it away. And Lauren and I have been working on that and not negotiating that I should get more than she has, or even half of the total closet space, but rather that I should get more than I currently have. And I've added one shelf by moving some things, and I think I'm going to have to add one more shelf, and then I'll feel like I can really put everything away. Honestly, part of the problem is bulky sweaters, even though they're now smaller than they used to be, since I'm smaller than I used to be, bulky sweaters just don't fold that well. And so you can't put that many on the shelf. So I think one more shelf will solve my problems. Anyway, now you know my first world problems. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday, February 5th. Goodbye.
Lex.